Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif convened a meeting of Pakistan's Council of Common Interests, CCI, on Monday to discuss the suspension of a controversial canals project on the Indus River, officials said. The meeting, originally scheduled for May 2, was advanced following a request by the Sindh government, Sindh Senior Minister Sharjeel Inam Memon announced, Express News reported. The CCI meeting is set to take place in Islamabad, with the chief ministers of all four provinces invited to participate. Federal ministers, including Law Minister Azam Nazir Tarar, Finance Minister Mohammad Aurangzeb, and Science and Health Minister Mustafa Kamal, are also expected to attend. Last week, Prime Minister Shehbaz announced the suspension of the Key Canal irrigation project, stating that no new canals would be built until a special committee reaches consensus among the provinces. Speaking at a joint press conference with PPP Chairman Belawal Bhutto Zardari, Shehbaz emphasized that no unilateral decisions would be made regarding canal construction projects. The 1991 Water Apportionment Accord governs the distribution of water from the Indus River among Pakistan's provinces, with the Indus River System Authority, IRSA, responsible for implementation and dispute resolution. Meanwhile, sit-in protests and shutter-down strikes continued across various cities in Sindh against the proposed construction of six new canals. Previously, Sharjeel Inam Memon has stated that the contentious canal issue has been fully resolved and brought to an end under the leadership of PPP Chairman Belawal Bhutto Zardari, Express News reported. Memon praised the tireless efforts and effective strategy employed by Belawal, which he said had successfully resolved the canal dispute. He emphasized that the issue has now been completely addressed. This issue will be permanently closed following the official CCI meeting, he said. He also appealed to all political parties and the legal community to ensure the reopening of roads affected by protests. He stressed the urgency of reopening roads to facilitate the smooth flow of goods transport and prevent further economic losses. The closure of highways has severely impacted the public, livestock, imports, exports, farmers, and the poor, Memon stated, urging that steps be taken immediately to restore traffic.